You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Lori Walsh. Stock dams are an essential component to the family farm in South Dakota. Livestock head there to soak up fresh water and graze. The water level and quality is a strong indicator of the overall environmental health of an operation. And because of current drought impacts, many stock dams are in trouble. Patrick Kozak is a scientist and graduate of South Dakota Mines. He's joining us now from STPB's Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio for an update on his research. Patrick, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Explain to people who are not in the world of agriculture. Stock dams can be man-made, natural occurring. Like, give us a definition of what a stock dam is and why it's important.
So for our research and work, stock dams are man-made impoundments or placements to catch and collect water on drainage runs. And in western South Dakota, there's about 77,000 of these man-made impoundments. And so what we're out there doing is looking at these because there's no real sources of naturally occurring surface water year-round in western South Dakota. It's been important for ranchers out here to have these stock dams for water for livestock. And so we're out looking at these now, doing a multi-year study. We started the research in 2018. And this year I've gone out monthly, starting in April, looking at the conditions on those impoundments. And that would include the water levels, those types of things, temperature, and salinity by looking at the electrical conductivity through the water.
All right. Help us understand the impact of salinity. Like, what exactly does it, why that?
So salinity becomes important. There's been research in the Colorado River Basin and other, and globally, looking at how salt affects not just water, but soil. So it affects the rangeland health and vegetation quality and type that's out there for salts in the soils. But then salt in the water, as you increase the amount of salt in water, it can become toxic and lethal to livestock and wildlife in the regions. You always hear the stories about trying to drink seawater. So you can relate that though seawater is much saltier than what we're talking about, but it's still lethal for livestock.
I'm curious to know, do you do this this measuring in the field? Are you taking samples and bringing them back to the lab?
Tell me your story.
Yeah,
I get to go in the field. So yeah. we are looking at 70 impoundments on public lands, mostly Bureau of Land Management lands in Butte and Harding counties. And so we go out and visit each one of these impoundments, and we have a probe that measures conductivity in the water. And we measure it in a couple of places so we can get an accurate measurement per each impoundment. And we do that, right now we're doing it once a month.
All right. What are you finding out? What are you learning? You said you started this in 2018. So the conditions, yeah, how have they changed?
So 2018 and 2019 were kind of some of the wettest years we've had.
Yeah.
So we had stock dams full and overfull of water and very low conductivities that were all within what the NRCS, Natural Resources Conservation Society, suggests as usable for livestock. In 2019, we came back out in April of this year, and we found very quickly two things. One, we started having some of these impoundments were gone. They had dried out completely based on the drought. And then the second thing, most of these impoundments, we didn't have a single impoundment. It was over 4,000 microsiemens per centimeter. That's the measurement of conductivity that we look at. At 5,000, it becomes not as quality of water, and at about 15,000 microsiemens per centimeter, it can become lethal. And we found in 2019, none of them were over 4,000. This year, we had 6% over 15,000. And as we've gone out every month, we've seen an increase in those as those impoundments, there's no freshwater recharge to dilute, so they keep concentrating in those areas.
Are they irrigated then to deal with that problem, or is it a matter of keeping livestock away from them?
They're not irrigated. There's no real way to at this point, to mediate them. Most of the ranchers are out there. They're used to drought. They know what they're doing and where they're at, and they know how to guide. But we found a few that weren't expected to be as high. So what's going on now is they'll use the ones that are of good quality, and there's a lot of water trucks starting to come in to supplement the natural water that would be out there.
You can see this with your eyes and measure it scientifically. I've been hearing these sort of rumors about, sheep getting stuck in the mud and not making it to the stock dam. Is that a rumor? Where is that coming from?
That's the truth. So in northwestern South Dakota, the bedrock is pure shale. And if you've ever walked out into it after a rain, that clay turns into a gumbo and it becomes very thick and very heavy. So on the edge of these impoundments, as they recede down, you still have water in that pure shale and it becomes a very thick, quick clay almost. And small lambs and sheep will get in there and they'll get mired. They'll go down to their chest and not be able to get out. I have had that experience personally and gone down past my knee while I'm walking out trying to take measurements, even though I'm being safe. And I can get out. Cattle usually can work themselves out. Sheep just, they're in. They don't have leverage to do it. So you will lose. They will lose. So that's a secondary danger for this drought that no one really talks about as well.
Yeah. What happens next in your research?
In my research. So where we're going with our research is we're doing a characterization and assessment of the area. It's never been looked at in this way before. And all of this is to give information back to the land managers and the stakeholders so we can start to look at areas. If we need to put more impoundments in, where can we place them where we're not going to run the risk of the salinity? Do they need to remediate or remove these to bring the rangeland health back to a level? Those are the questions that they get to answer, that I get to feed them some information to help them make those answers.
Yeah. Patrick Kozak, you're welcome back anytime. He's a scientist. He's a graduate of South Dakota Mines. Thank you for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me, and you have a wonderful day.